Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It looks like there's going to be a big NFL wedding. Because allegedly, and I'm using the word allegedly pretty strongly here, because apparently she's only told one person, but Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick are apparently engaged.
Are you the one person they told?
Come on. No, according to many sources, Jordan Hudson has told at least one person, if not multiple people, that she and Bill Belichick are going to be married. Now, I had already kind of suspected this because there were a couple of photos of her floating around where she had a ring on that particular finger. But oh my God, if you were his kids and you're finding out through the news that you're getting written out of the will, how mad are you?
I would be pretty mad.
So mad.
I wonder if he knows that they're going to be getting married, or she's just saying this to her friends. I can't take them seriously, man. Can a guy that's 72 years old fall in love? I mean, intimately in love, not the physical parts of it. Mm-hmm. Can he really fall in love with like a 25-year-old?
Well, I mean, that's why everyone is like, why are you guys together? But I mean, I think after seeing that CBS interview and just seeing how involved she is in every part of his life, to me, this isn't shocking anymore. To me, I'm like, okay, you've been together for a little over 2 years. You guys have known each other for 4. She is clearly running stuff behind the scenes. After that interview, I was flabbergasted. I'm like, I can't believe this 20. Your frontal lobe isn't even developed. And here you are running former Patriots head coach, 7-time or 8-time Super Bowl champion head coach Bill Belichick's life. I mean, I think she wields a lot more power than we can even realize.
I don't disagree. I think her frontal lobe is developed enough for her to realize what's in front of her. And yeah. I think maybe there's something to Bill Belichick having been in control for all of these years and having been have all these responsibilities for all of these years. And maybe he's just at a point in his life where he's like, yo, do whatever. I don't care. I just want to live the rest of my life out with this woman. And it really wouldn't shock me if they do get married, not even in the least.
I think she's got a couple of frontal lobes, and that's all he sees.
She got two of them. Well, in more salacious news on their part, speaking of the control she might have over his professional life, apparently she lost him an NFL Hard Knocks TV show deal. So I guess this is like a TV show, kind of like what I would make the equivalent comparison to is like the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader show, where it's like training camp and they're wondering who's going to make the team for whatever NFL team that they're highlighting. But apparently they were in talks to do a Hard Knocks show for UNC Chapel Hill, which Bill Belichick is now the coach of. And allegedly, Jordan Hudson made all of these demands. Like, she wanted to be partial owner of the show. She wanted final say in all the creative decisions. And because of that, NFL Hard Knocks actually pulled out. And now she is apparently negotiating with a different studio called Ever Wonder to do a similar type deal.
I think that would have been actually successful if they found a way to pull off. Because it's like, it's basically the NFL's version of a reality show. Mm-hmm. And everybody's already so invested in their relationship. I actually think that would have been a very successful show.
Home run.
Yeah,
I definitely would have watched it just to see if it's a real relationship or not.
Me too.
So Bill Belichick has said that it actually has nothing to do with, you know, any kind of behind the scenes drama for the reason that the deal was pulled. He's saying that because it's specifically a show about training camp, he's like, we're so much more than training camp. And that's why you pulled out. But I have a big feeling it has a little bit more to do with his lady. All right, Justin Bieber is catching heat for how he congratulated his wife on landing the cover of Vogue. I'm going to tell you why on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Speaking of toxic relationships, Justin Bieber is catching some major heat for how he decided to congratulate his wife Hailey on landing the cover of Vogue. Now, for anybody in the fashion world, landing the cover of Vogue is a big deal. Like, I don't know what the male equivalent would be, like getting the cover of Sports Illustrated or whatever. But
GQ,
yeah, getting like a men's health spread or something. Like, this is a big deal getting this cover. It's so coveted amongst influencers and models and celebrities. And Justin Bieber decided to let Hailey know just how much he was proud of her by posting her cover on his Instagram with this very controversial caption that people lost their mind over. So he posts the cover of Vogue on his Instagram, and this is what the caption says. He says, "Yo, this reminds me when Hailey and I got into a huge fight. I told Hales that she would never be on the cover of Vogue. Yikes, I know. So mean. For some reason, because I felt so disrespected, I thought I gotta get even. I think as we mature, we realize that we're not helping anything by getting even. We're honestly just prolonging what we really want, which is intimacy and connection. So baby, you already know, but forgive me for saying you wouldn't get a Vogue cover because clearly I was sadly mistaken."
Who would ever say that to their significant other?
I don't think anyone alive. That's a magnificent troll.
So sick of people marrying people they don't like. Like, just simply choose a person that you enjoy being around. And if you want to spend the rest of your life with them, then get married. But if you don't like them, don't do it.
You made this point last week on the show when we were talking about relationships and marriages, and I thought it was spot on that the divorce rate could be so high because people are getting married to people they don't like.
It's shocking.
People have been doing that since the beginning of time. I just think we're finally starting to evaluate it. But I do think the majority of people, for some reason, would rather be married to someone they don't like than alone with themselves.
Yes.
Because maybe they don't like themselves either.
Yeah, I heard this cliche a long time ago, and it has something to do with what you're saying, is that most people would rather be with somebody for the wrong reasons than be by themselves for the right reasons.
Bingo.
Absolutely. And I get it. Like, I've been single for a really long time, so it's tough. And I think it requires some level of perseverance in the sense that, like, if you're not going to be with someone, you have to be strong in those moments where it's difficult to not be with someone. Like, going to weddings by yourself is the most depressing thing ever. You're watching somebody get, like, everything they've ever wanted in terms of love, and you're sitting there like, okay, I'm going to go home to my two cats. But I think being single and choosing it for the right reasons for me has always been easier than sitting across the table from someone and going, I don't like this dude. Like, this isn't going anywhere. So maybe they should have decided that a long time ago, or maybe they really do love each other, but he just has a really weird way of expressing his appreciation for his really hot supermodel influencer celebrity wife.
Yeah, I don't think he's trolling. It's not possible that he's just like, because I feel like there's always like some types of headlines that come out where it's like, what is this about? But it always seems to take off and get people talking.
You think maybe it's calculated?
Sometime I do.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, no?
He ended up deleting the caption because it got so much backlash, because every woman in the comments was like, why would you say this about your wife? Yeah. Why would you say this in public? Like, it's one thing if, you know, you're at like a party and you're celebrating it and he's like, you know what, I said something really stupid a couple of years ago amongst friends and family who know you and know your relationship.
Right.
But don't put that out to the world. We're all like, we already think you're getting divorced. Like, there's headlines that come out every single day that these two are splitting up, and you're just adding fuel to your own fire.
Right.
It's ridiculous. All right. Harvey Weinstein just gave his first interview in years, and he has some controversial comments about his upcoming retrial. I'll tell you everything and more on your next E-Buzz on the Burt Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I'm going to give the parental warning here for some adult content because we're going to be talking about Harvey Weinstein because he is saying that he was wrongfully convicted in a new rare interview from prison with Candace Owens that was released yesterday. I feel like she has been covering everything from the Blake Lively trial to Harvey Weinstein. The range is interesting.
I have my celebrities confused. I thought this dude took his own life in jail. Who am I thinking of?
Epstein.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I get the creepers mixed up.
Yeah, they're all creepers. They're in the same mental box. But Harvey Weinstein is currently facing a retrial on rape and criminal sexual charges. And he recently gave an interview with Candace Owens, like I said, yesterday, where he says that he feels like he was wrongfully convicted.
I believe women should be heard, but I'm wrongfully convicted. You know what I mean? And right now I'm not convicted. I'm on a retrial. An appeal overturned my conviction, but justice demands a clear, honest look at each case. And I am here for fairness and the truth. You know what I mean? You know, I made mistakes. There's no question about it. I hurt my family. I hurt my friends. I cheated on my wife. And that was a terrible mistake, and I apologize to friends, family, and all the innocent people who inadvertently I hurt, and especially to the Messick family, Jill Messick and her family. But I did not commit these crimes. I swear that before God and the people watching now and on my family, I'm wrongfully accused.
Well, my man, I don't think you're going to get in front of God.
Somebody.
But what an interesting, unique take that a guy in jail that has been convicted says that he's innocent. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Huh. You've never heard this story before.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's very rare.
There's just like so much evidence from women who've spoken out that it's just kind of like, at what point do you just look at yourself in the mirror and go, I'm a delusional human being? And also, I don't know if you've seen photos of Harvey somewhat recently because he's been in and out of the hospital. He's been dealing with some health issues. I'm like, my guy, you got bigger issues. Like, you're hanging on by a thread here, body-wise. Like, you can fight for your innocence all day long, but at the same time, like, how much longer you got here? Like, I think somebody's calling him, but I don't know if it's God.
I completely agree with you as far as when do you look into a mirror and see yourself and have accountability for something, but in his defense, those mirrors in prison, they're not the best.
It's not like a house of mirrors where it makes you look thinner.
Yeah, you don't have all the light and the makeup. Yeah, now you don't really have
you see the bags under your eyes. It ain't cute. Well, I'm going to do a hard pivot here because that was a pretty dark story, but Gwyneth Paltrow is responding to some backlash over this controversial candle she's released that's $75 that is quite literally labeled as, this smells like my insert women's parts name here.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people thought that it was a joke when she first released it, but it like crashed the website. Like people were on their hands and knees trying to get this candle. And she said that the way that this idea came about for this candle actually did start out as a joke.
We were messing around with different scents one day and I smelled something and I was like, oh, that smells like, you know, I was joking. And then he was like, oh, we should make that a candle and put it on the site. And I thought he was kidding. And I was like, yeah, definitely. That sounds like a winner right there. And then all of a sudden, it was literally on the website. And then we broke the internet again. And then it took us a long time to live that one down. But I kept it on the site because there is an aspect to women's sexuality that I think we're socialized to feel a lot of shame. And I sort of loved this kind of punk rock idea. We are beautiful and we are awesome and go yourself.
I feel like this is one of those business ideas that only a rich and famous person could pull off. Right? You know what I mean? Like, if I'm putting out a candle that says, this smells like m'lady bits, ain't nobody buying that. They're like, we don't want that.
We all sit.
All right, her fans aren't sure how to feel after finding out she left fan gifts behind to be thrown out. I'm going to tell you about the conflict in the Gracie Abrams fandom on your next E-Buzz and the Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Gracie Abrams fans don't know how to feel after they found out that some of their fan gifts got thrown away after they brought them for her at a concert. So if you've never heard of Gracie Abrams, she's this up-and-coming singer-songwriter. I would say she's pretty big in like the Swifty community. She kind of has like the same singer-songwriter vibe as Taylor did.
She's opened for Taylor before, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's opened for Taylor, but she definitely has a really, really loyal fan base. And I think she's currently on tour because a bunch of people brought her fan gifts. And I guess somebody on her team posted about the fact that they had to throw all of the gifts away and were dumb enough to post it on social media. And her fans kind of don't know how to feel. Some people are taking Gracie Abrams' side, and some people feel like it is incredibly disrespectful to the fans. So the person had posted something that looks like on Snapchat, a photo of like a scrapbook and a CD and like a crocheted bag or something. And it's captioned, "Feel so bad throwing this out." And somebody responded to like a screenshot of it on Twitter and said, "I would rather Gracie not accept any gifts if she's going to do this, because it hurts more than someone not being able to give it to her." Basically saying like, okay, well, if you're just going to throw them away, why not just say that you're not accepting gifts? Somebody else on Twitter took the other side and said, "I totally understand Gracie can't take everything she gets gifted at shows, because she gets given a lot. But seeing the photos of the left behind stuff with crocheted gifts and scrapbooks with people probably put a lot of love and effort into makes me a little sad for them."
Did Gracie post that or somebody from her team posted
it? Somebody from her team posted it.
On Gracie's account?
No, I think just like on their own social media, but they must know that whoever follows them must know that it's like, somebody who's a stagehand or somebody who's like an assistant or whatever. Because on Snapchat, I think there is kind of this air of secrecy, like, oh, I'm posting this on Snapchat and it disappears. Appears in 24 hours. No one's going to see it, but everyone sees everything.
Well, let's talk about two things here. First, whoever that was is fired.
Oh, yeah. They're without a job.
For sure.
Zero need to do that at all. But also, I mean, the reality of it. When you do one of those and you give it to somebody to get to Gracie, how long do you think that they're going to keep it for?
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
it's going to get thrown away.
I hate to use the word delusional. Like, oh, now Gracie is going to use this bag I crocheted. I'm definitely thinking this millionaire is going to use this bag I've made. But I think when you have so much love for an artist, you can sort of get in like this weird parasocial relationship with them. Like, you know, when you have a really strong crush and you start to like read into everything that this person does, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, that means that they're like just as into me as I am into them. I think a lot of fans can have a similar-ish type relationship where, because they feel so strongly about that artist or whoever that celebrity is, they think in some way that artist must have kind of the same affinity for their fans as a whole, but sometimes even specifically them.
Yeah.
So it's a little longer.
You like to believe that people keep everything. Like, it kind of reminds me of like birthday gifts or holiday cards. Like, right, you put all of this effort into cards and you think, oh, they'll keep it forever. But most people throw those things away.
You're throwing it away.
Pretty quickly. Yeah.
All right, for more stories, head to the Bird Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.